This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 130 of Sunday Supplement.
130? Oh, it's another round number.
Yeah, I quite like round numbers.
Round. So big and round and wide needs a big, wide, round word like ow, wow, wow, ground. I wonder if it'll be friends with me.
I got a dicky tummy.
You got a dick in your tummy?
No, I've got a dicky tummy.
You've got a penis in your bed. Are you pregnant? Did you go dogging last night?
Right, hang on. What has dogging got to do with having a dick in my tummy?
Well, dogging implies that you've gone out and had sex and you've forgotten to take all the dildos out.
Right, but still, how would I get some sort of phallic object into my
because
stomach?
Because the amount of cock you swallow, Simon. I mean, to you, bit of spunk, small penis, who's going to know the difference? It's all just in every orifice. It's just like literally just like everywhere.
You've been thinking about that far too much.
Your little nose, you could get like two tiny dog's willies off each nostril.
Actually do dogging with real dogs, do they?
Don't they?
I don't think so.
Why do they call it dogging then? I thought it was like dirty crafts.
No. It's because that's your excuse if the police turn up. I was walking my dog, officer.
Why don't they say, I'm taking the dog for a walk? Oh my God, my neighbours do that.
What, they take their dog for a walk?
Yeah.
That doesn't necessarily mean they dog.
They're probably dogging right now. They're probably having sex and letting dogs have sex with them.
Anyway, we're going to attempt a Saturday supplement this week. So I've got
yes.
A Saturday paper. Did you get a Saturday paper?
Yeah, well, yeah, I did.
You didn't, did you?
I did. No, I got the Independent. Oh, Christ. Why? I mean, I keep thinking, oh, this could be good. And every single bloody time.
Does it hurt your face?
It didn't hurt my face so much as my soul.
Well, I've got a bruised soul from...
All that dogging?
No.
The penis on your feet?
No.
You're treading on cock?
Foot jobs. Ugh.
That sounds like something that Apple might do.
Yeah. No, I got Sunday Times. No, I didn't. I got Saturday Times is what I'm trying to say.
Are you trying to say... you're not feeling well, are you, Simon?
No, I've got a penis in my belly or something. It's cut out and keep time, everybody. Are you excited? I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
I'm so excited that the dick in my tummy has gone all hard. I have got Super Gran. Sasha Goldberger's photographs of his grandmother as a superhero have made this 92-year-old matriarch a star.
Really? Because I haven't heard of her. Is it literally just a confused lady in Lycra?
Well, she's not confused. She is in Lycra. She's got a big red helmet, and we're not going to go into dogging, and a blue cape. And they're actually really good photos, actually. There's one of her on a walking machine or a running machine, but flying.
But hang on. So she's on a... What's the point of that? Is she just levitating above the walking or running machine? Or has she got... She's on it on her belly.
It's though she's exercising, but flying. But she's flying. She's not on
hang on,
belly.
Hang on. No. This makes no sense.
Well, it's hard to explain. So imagine she's holding the bars when she's doing the walking machine.
Yeah.
But then she's flying like Superman.
So this is in a treadmill.
She's parallel to the treadmill, yes, in the air.
It is a treadmill.
Yes. Not a Zimmer frame. I realise you might think I was talking about... Although it would have been funnier if it was a Zimmer frame.
It would have been better if it was a Zimmer frame. That makes perfect sense to fly with a Zimmer frame. To fly on a treadmill. What's the point? You may as well fly on a wardrobe. I mean,
why run on a treadmill?
Normally you would run on a treadmill.
No, but I'm saying... What I say is if you're...
Flying in a wind tunnel makes sense.
All right. Well, she's also got a giant Subway sandwich with a sausage dog in it. That's quite a good one.
What was that superhero?
Well, she's dressed as a superhero in it.
With a sausage dog.
With a sausage dog.
Batman didn't have a sausage dog.
Batman didn't have a sausage dog.
It wasn't a bat sausage dog. Maybe because bat sausage is a bit... odd.
There's a picture of her lifting a bubble car up with one hand to rescue a dog. There's one they talk about of her using a vibrator as a mobile phone, but they don't actually show that picture. And there's one of her taking the dog for a walk. The dog is walking, she's flying. They're good pictures, to be fair. It just doesn't really translate well when I try and describe them.
Okay. But, I mean, she goes dogging.
No, she doesn't go dogging. Just because she's got a dog, it doesn't mean she goes to have sex and watch people have sex.
You said people who want to have sex need to walk their dog.
No, I say they use that as the excuse if the policeman turns up.
Is there a policeman?
Well, in porn, there probably is, isn't there? He'll probably come up and go, I just need to get my truncheon out or something.
So the policeman also has sex with the dogs?
I don't know.
Are you saying that Her Majesty's Constabulary has sex with dogs?
Yes.
Sniffer dogs?
Yes. Yeah, can you beat Supergrad?
I've got census and sensibility.
Right.
Which is also mainly photos of like what things were like in 1911. And they show the first vacuum cleaners arrive in rich households, and there's a lady holding a vacuum cleaner, which is about the size of a house. It's made up of a thing that looks a bit like a steam engine, ironically on a Zimmer frame, and a big sort of like steam bucket, and it's plugged into a light socket.
What, in the roof?
Yeah, in the ceiling. Very clever.
That's genius.
And then there's a picture of a family in Chinatown, all looking thoroughly miserable.
People in old photographs always look miserable.
Well, they are obviously poor. They do have a parrot on their cage, which, because it's turned around, looks like it doesn't have a head. But I think they weren't that poor. I think they could afford a parrot with a head. In 1921, there's a picture of a normal family. It says, the fireplace remained the centre of the home, left.
Sorry, what? That just made me laugh. It remained the centre of the home, left. That's funny.
The Woking family, on the right, however, were being reduced to living in a pig shed.
Right, two things. First of all, they're feeling the need to delineate between the fireplace and the family by saying which is which.
And also delineate between the family living by a fireplace and the family living by a pig shed.
Are any of the pictures of old women flying with a cape?
There is a man in Huddersfield, right, in a swimming pool with a beach ball, and he's not wet because he's on top in a lilo.
Right. Is he flying?
He's floating.
Well, that's not the same as flying, is it?
Not the same as flying.
So what's your article about?
Oh, it's just stupid pictures of people from the past. All pictures of people from the past. There aren't any pictures of people from the future.
There are. I know exactly of one picture of people from the future.
What's that?
Marty McFly's picture of his family in Back to the Future.
And when was that made?
The past.
And what date was the picture of his family set in?
1985.
Exactly.
But at the time...
No, yeah, at the time in the past it was the future, but it's still the past.
All relative to itself.
Marty McFly never made it to 2011.
Oh, he just ruined my life. It's article or farcical. This is where I will hear four headlines, three of which are real, one of which is made up, and it is my job to decide which are the articles and which is the farcical. Yes. Flawless.
It's not very good, The Independent. Here we go. The 50 best bathroom essentials.
You're offering that up as part of article or farcical. The 50 best bathroom essentials. You can't have 50 things in a bathroom.
Celebrity doodle.
Celebrity doodle. Is this just like doodles of celebrities or
no,
this doing
doodles? Celebrity doing a doodle and then talking about their doodle.
That could sound rude.
It could do. If it was that, if it was a celebrity shitting in a bucket.
No, I meant...
And they're describing their buckets.
I meant doodle could sound a bit like a euphemism for penis, not poo.
That's poo.
You're so scatological.
How is a doodle a penis?
I'm not saying it is a penis, I'm saying...
You are saying, you're saying...
It could
I
be
a
better euphemism
the
for
day. You can't suck on a doodle.
Yes, you can.
Well, then you'd end up with shit in your mouth. Although, your sex life, it sounds pretty much that's what happens anyway.
You're obsessed with my non-existent sex life.
Number three, top 10 light fittings.
Top 10 light fittings?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And number four, London pubs with rooms.
Oh, God. Just tedious.
Yes. You have no idea. You have no idea. You nearly had flying to Canada via New York City save me $200. That could have been one.
They're all rubbish.
Yeah.
You've made no effort this week, Lawrence.
Oh, it's not my fault. The Independent Star.
Well, you could have at least put a pun in there and then, you know, made my job
the
a little bit more interesting.
The only pun in the entire paper was Senses and Sensibility. I had to do that to combat your flying homophobic granny.
Why is she homophobic?
I don't know. Old people sometimes are.
You can't
just
say
the past.
That's libel.
It's not libel.
You've just libeled Supergran.
Yeah, but she'd be dead soon, so it doesn't matter.
I really hope her lawyers aren't listening. I don't care about any of these.
Simon, nobody's listening. It's just me and you.
Well, I don't believe that there are 50 things you can have in a bathroom, let alone 50 essential things. So I'm going to say that's the one you've made up.
You're wrong, Simon. Right, so which of these is number one? Is it the Sea Dream Shower Bath by Duravit?
I don't care. I don't care. Tell me which one you made up.
Is it the bathtub caddy rack?
Tell me which one you made up.
Or is it Turbo Taps?
It's Turbo Taps. Now, what's the one you made up?
Oh, that was top 10 light fittings.
See, I thought it was that one because you can only have two types of light fitting.
Yeah.
I'm so crap.
Yeah. I hate the Independent now.
Let's delve into the mailbag. That is not some sort of euphemism for my dogging activity before.
Well, you're still going on about your dogging activities. It's like that's all you care about. I mean, that was just one tiny comment that I might have made. And then you go on and on about how you got spunk in your eye. I don't know how you did that anyway.
I might have inadvertently taken part in dogging.
What?
Because there's like a nice beauty spot.
Simon, you don't have a dog. You have a dead cat. That's it.
That would be horrible if I turned up to doggy with a dead cat. Anyway, now there's a nice beauty spot between the 27 bridges, right? And I used
I'm
to like...
I'm looking for pussy!
And I used to like to take my car down there and looking out across the river at night.
All the people having sex.
No, I never saw people having sex, but apparently it's a notorious dogging spot. So I don't go there anymore. But I may have inadvertently taken part in dogging. Someone might have been watching me thinking I was being dirty when I wasn't. I was just looking at the bridges lit up.
With your dead cat.
Anyway, have you got a letter? Just...
Well, of course we do. We do have a letter. It's from Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Who has never written to us before. So we should say hello.
I just did!
So go on, then.
I said it already. I've not said it again.
Such a prima donna. All right. How come last week's episode was so short? Where was the randomizer? And this is why I've picked it out. Where was the randomizer schizo? What happened? This is too random for my liking. Stop changing things. I'm confused. Did Simon forget?
Technically, it was actually longer than the episode before it, which did have the randomizer schizo in it. I don't know how that happened somehow.
The randomizer schizo sounds like a supervillain that your flying granny needs to conquer.
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't do it last week. Why didn't we do it last week?
I don't know. You said.
I can't remember
you
why
said,
we didn't do it.
You're the king.
Am I? Cool.
I'm gonna... the jungle VIP.
I am going to record that onto my phone, and every time you berate me, I'm going to have you saying you're the king.
No, you're going to have a little metal box saying you're the king.
Why a little box?
Well, because that's what your phone is, isn't it?
No.
A little box that lets you down, like everything else in your life.
And I also want to say hello to Craig from the SGU forums. He's been berating me for not mentioning him, so I thought I would.
Why would you have to mention Craig?
Because he insists he keeps sending us emails, but we've never got them. So I think he's lying to me just for the sport. People treat me in public like you treat me because of the podcast.
Well, I wouldn't call the SGU forums public, Simon.
Well, you know what
I mean. You could turn up on the SGU forums naked without comment.
If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can choose the Times magazine with January Jones on the front looking gorgeous.
She's the one who's a bit mad from Mad Men.
Yeah.
She's a mad woman from Mad Men.
Yeah, or you can choose Playlist with a picture of James Nesbitt on it.
Oh, God, why is he on everything?
With a surgical mask and really, really hairy nose between his eyebrows.
He is the unibrow man. He is quite a hairy boy. But I don't understand, what did James Nesbitt do? He was like in a sitcom for old people at one point in the late 90s, and he did some Yellow Pages adverts. Apart from that, why does he always turn up in the... And he goes on like Graham Norton and sits there and just goes, I'm not going to be the new Doctor Who. That's all he does.
All right, so you don't want James Nesbitt one then, obviously. So what? You can choose between page 1 and 90.
Oh gosh. Oh my goodness. I'll go for page 47.
47. I hope it's January Jones pictures. Oh, it is too. It's the centre spread of her across two pages. Not in a dirty way, although, you know, for the Times it's quite dirty. She has amazing blue eyes.
Yes, she's
Are they
incredible.
Real?
What do you mean, are they real?
Well, obviously her eyes are real, but is the blue real?
Well, they probably enhanced it on Photoshop.
Photoshop? They could be contacts, or they could be real. She's got a nice mouth, too.
She's got lice mouth?
She's got a nice mouth, too.
She would, too. If she gave you a blowjob, she'd have a lice mouth.
Stop it. Dating is a pain. I'm either disappointing someone, or they're disappointing me.
That's very like you.
Gosh, she's got nice feet, too. I've never liked feet. Ever before? Oh no, she hasn't. She's got a massive second toe.
What?
Do you think they'd Photoshop that, wouldn't you?
What's wrong with having a massive second toe? Some people might find that cute.
By the very nature of that question, you've answered it. So what can I choose?
I've got the Traveller, I've got the magazine,
Let's go
and
the
I've
magazine.
Got information.
That way we've both done the magazine.
You think that's going to offer anything interesting?
No.
You'd be wrong. Oh, goodness. Okay, so... 1 to 54.
54.
This is Get the Picture by Nick Hall, which is find the well-known words, name or phrase made by each group of pictures and the theme that unites them all.
Right.
First one is some helicopters.
Yeah.
And then there's a band on stage playing rock guitars in front of a large audience.
Chop rock.
Chop rock.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
No. Just give me the answer.
It's Five Live. There were five. I miscounted the number of helicopters. Maths isn't my strong point.
What's a helicopter's got to do with anything? Anyway, yes, that's rubbish. I win because I had January Jones. Not literally, obviously. Let's flop out the old humdongers. No sexual jokes. We've done enough sexual jokes now.
I don't like sex. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't like sex either.
No, well, you don't have a choice in liking it.
Well, according to you, I have an incredibly active and very public sex life. Anyway, I've got a different Jones for my humdonger.
Oh, yeah?
Peter Jones from Dragon's Den.
Oh.
What I've Learned by Peter Jones. Cars maketh the man. I absolutely love cars. I used to rate my success by the car I drove.
Oh, poor man. It's just so sad, isn't it? Of all the people in the world, I think I probably most pity Peter Jones.
Now I've got 10 to 12 cars, which is crazy because there's no way I can drive more than one at a time. And I've got a driver. And he's just obsessed with suits. Dressing up is part of that story, an individual in a freeze frame. Yeah, you need to make a good first impression by presenting yourself in a good suit. And then it turns out, at the bottom, he's plugging his new Peter Jones collection, which is about business wear. So fuck him, and fuck his suits.
You just think he'd be a good extra on Mad Men, wouldn't you? As a character that comes in, is really far sophisticated, everybody finds impressive, and then he shuts the door to his office and just weeps. My life is so empty.
Picks up Theopithetus and wipes away the tears.
Well, exactly. Or eats a Theopithetus.
Eats a Theopithetus. Okay, what have you got? What is your big floppy hub?
I mean, anything. But
anything.
This one annoyed me.
I'm going to quote you when we come to who's going to win this week.
I literally have given up the will to live.
Good.
There's greetings from here. This is like... Right, this is the front. This is Sloane Crosley, who's...
Sloane Crosley.
Yeah.
That's a superhero alter ego name.
It's a great name.
That's about as good
as it gets. And it's all about her having the flu in LA.
Joyous.
and then getting some drugs shipped to her by a teenager.
Why did she have to get them shipped?
I found a 24-hour delivery service to bring me drugs.
So a delivery service?
Yes.
Not some mule that she got to come across the Mexican border.
I think it's like paracetamol or aspirin or something.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and that's pretty bad. And then I've got, on the opposite page, I've got Minor British Institution by Charles Nevin. Pajamas.
They're a minor British institution, are they?
Apparently.
Pajamas.
And it's just dull. There's a thing next to that saying mouthing off, the wit and witticism of Jose Mourinho.
He's a footballist thing, isn't
he? Yeah.
Right.
Look at my haircut, now I'm ready for war. That's one of the things he said.
Right.
I'm a coach, I'm not Harry Potter. In reality, there is no magic.
Right.
And I'm a European champion and think I'm a special one.
Right.
The amount of content that's in this is usually the amount of content that we put in our podcast.
So essentially, you're offering up the whole of your supplements.
Oh my gosh, it is tedious.
It's time to decide then who has a superior supplement. It's me, because you just said that all of your supplements were tedious.
Yeah, well, at least they were more interesting because I said them.
So the newspaper you should have bought last Saturday for the Sunday supplement was my paper, which
I... But I think you should get like a minus point for doing two Saturdays in a row and having actually got a Sunday paper now for about a month.
No, because last week we were supposed to be doing the Saturdays.
You haven't got a Sunday paper for over a month, Simon.
Rubbish. I got a Sunday paper today.
Didn't bring it to the table, did you?
It's because we're doing a Saturday special.
We're doing a what?
Which is like me being exasperated.
Oh, okay, that's actually exactly what you sounded like.
I drop my sibilant S's, obviously, when I'm being exasperated. That was a lot of sibilant S's then. Anyway, so the newspaper should have bought last Sunday was my paper, Saturday was my paper. Oh, shut up. If you want to write to us, please do it, sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can Twitter us, @SideDun or @Izzy_Lawrence. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall. You can leave a message on our website, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Do you have anything to add?
Hate you.
You're just annoyed that you couldn't come dogging with me.
I really am not annoyed about that. I'm quite relieved about that.
You can't talk about dogging and relief. You can't, no. So it's quite a short end, but bye.
I'm not sulking or anything.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.